A mass food rationing system resumes today in Iraq for the first time since the American-led war ended. The program, introduced by Saddam Hussein to feed the country during a decade of United Nations sanctions, is now run by U.S. occupying forces and the United Nations World Food Program. Many Iraqis have no work, no salaries, and more than 80% of the country needs food aid to survive. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
Grocer Mustafa Jamir weighs out a small portion of cheese for his first customer of the day. Jamir's corner store is stocked with eggs, cheese, and soft drinks, but these are luxury items. His main business will be food rations. Customers pay the equivalent of about 20 cents for an allotment that includes wheat, cooking oil, chickpeas, and salt. In Baghdad, there are already glitches in the mass delivery system. He only has wheat and cooking oil for the 300 families that are on his list.
I don't know who to blame. They didn't give us these things because they were looted.
Jamir is one of 44,000 grocer agents around the country who will distribute the rations. With the economic collapse after the war, most Iraqi families need them to survive. This is a $2 billion project that will be reimbursed from Iraqi coffers after the country resumes oil exports. Jim Morris is the executive director of the World Food Program.
We've never done anything that big before. At the high point, for a period of 5 months, we'll be providing food for 27.1 million people.
A project four times larger than the food aid program in Afghanistan.
I mean, the proportions here are mind-boggling.
This is one of the poorest parts of Baghdad, known as Sadr City. Merchants at this street market show off ripe watermelons, eggs, and cheese. A seller pours water over a pile of fresh fish he's laid out in a cardboard box. But there are few buyers here. Most Iraqis are out of work. Before the war, Saddam's government distributed 4 to 6 months of food rations. That's gone now, eaten or bartered away. With frustration rising over so many aspects of life here, the familiar food distribution program shows Iraqis the American occupation force can bring life back to normal, says newspaper editor Ismail Zaire.
It's important. People didn't have salaries. 100,000 of them didn't have means to go to some other place. That's why having food, at least, you are in a safe side, you and your kids. But I see also this action as a part of another actions. The things begin to be shown to Iraqi people as a sort of chain of small, gradual steps.
In the neighborhood of Jamila, a line of trucks move the food out to the distributors. This warehouse complex was the target of looters until religious leaders in the mosque across the street organized armed guards. Hamid Ali Jassim runs the operation here. Every bag of food is accounted for, he says. The data entered into a computer for the first mass feeding since the war.
I think that the people are happy nowadays about these things, despite the power vacuum, despite the lack of the electricity. And I think that situation is going to be great more than before. Nowadays, we have proved to the world how much we are organized.
But outside the office, other workers have plenty of complaints. They got an emergency payment of $20, but the money is already gone. Hamel Zaidan has 9 children to feed. He wants to get more than just the basics of rationed food, but the prices at the street market nearby are out of his reach.
For example, why we want to get eggs and cheese? Because the cheese was just as your salary is, so that when you try to buy a cheese, you'll be run out of your salary.
And many Iraqis are close to running out of patience. They expected so much from the U.S. forces when they arrived. The food rationing program will certainly address an important basic need for families, but the country is far from back to normal. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.